SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Swiss Folk Music Live. Today we invite you to southeastern Switzerland, to the canton of Graubünden, also known as the Grisons. This mountainous region, world famous for its many winter resorts like St. Moritz, Davos, and Arosa, is also known for its lively folk music scene. One of the places where folk musicians not only from Graubünden but from all over Switzerland meet regularly is the Marcel Tavern at Chur, the lovely cantonal capital, where our host Bob Zanotti is waiting for us today.
Welcome to our Swiss folk music party at the Marcel Tavern in Chur, where right now the duo Kalanda is playing a brief introduction on their mighty alphorns. As usual, we have a full house at the Marcel Tavern, and not only are we going to hear some of the finest talent of the region, but there will also be some interesting guests from other parts of the country. Now the first country band, and it's led by one of the top musicians of the Grisons, accordionist Peter Zinsli of Chur. He and his Landler friends are playing a march, which, by the way, is a folk dance rhythm in Switzerland.
Thank you.
After Peter Tinsley, another group from Coor, the Keller Morrell Trio, consisting of father and son Jacob and Rene Keller, and Heine Morrell, all three playing chromatic accordions. It's interesting to compare the sound of these accordions with that of the old-fashioned Schweitzer-Urgeli diatonic hand organs played a moment ago by the Tinsley group. We hear a composition by Rene Keller, a Landler, entitled In Competition. Guests from the southern Italian-speaking part of Switzerland, from the Ticino, are now on stage. A charming group of youngsters, I Moscardini, the Little Flies. The three sisters, Michela, Cristina, and Simona Galfetti from Tenero, together with their brother, Dulio, all teenagers who play the guitar and the mandolin. With them is also their cousin, Roberta Galfetti, and we hear them now in a typical Ticino number in 2/4 time entitled Le Zoccoletti, the Wooden Clog Shoes. That was delightful, wasn't it? Now, another guest group, which plays Swiss country music with a somewhat more modern touch, Carlo Brunner and his band from Zurich. Carlo is a young multi-instrumentalist who plays clarinet, accordion, bass, piano, but also different saxophones. And we hear him first on clarinet and then on soprano sax in one of his own compositions, A Landler. And one more guest performer coming up, a very unusual young musician, Bruno Bürgler of Ilgau, who's one of the very few in Switzerland who's able to play music on bottles. He has in front of him a whole row of bottles containing different quantities of water and therefore producing different sounds when struck with little mallets. Kind of farmer's xylophone, one might say. We'll hear a tune especially composed for this instrument, Prosit Bruno, a Schottisch. We'll be right back. Back to country music from the Grissons with another very well-known group from Coor, the Oberalp Band, with the typical Grissons instrumentation of two clarinets, two Schweizer Urgeli accordions, and a bass. Theirs is a waltz entitled "The Boys Don't Want to Go Home Yet." Another bunch of country musicians from Graubünden, from the lovely Engadine Valley to be exact, and who have been going strong for a good many years, are the Engadine Ländler Friends of Celerina. They bring our folk music party at the Marcel Tavern to a fitting close with a schottische. And this is your host, Bob Zanotti, saying goodbye to you all, and thanks for listening.
You just heard another program in the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation's transcription series, Swiss Folk Music Live.